T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's talking in clinical terms, but still, the Dallas County Medical Examiner today gave a jarring description of the wounds suffered by a Dallas woman the night she was shot by a police officer. KRLD's LP Phillips has the latest on the former cop's aggravated assault trial.
The cause of death, gunshot wounds. The manner, homicide. Dr. Chester Gwynn performed the autopsy on 21-year-old Genevieve Dawes after she was killed by former police officer Christopher Hess. Hess fired a dozen shots, 5 hit Dawes. Gwynn says several of the shots looked worse than they were, like one shot to her neck.
It could have certainly been fatal from blood loss, but with rapid medical attention, you know, none of the great vessels were injured. So it's possible if it was just that gunshot wound and prompt medical attention, she may have survived.
But another shot was fatal, severing Dawes' spine. Prosecutors say Hess did not have to open fire, even if Dawes was trying to drive away. They say she posed no threat to anyone. Hess is expected to take the stand perhaps as early as tomorrow. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.